So this sutra, the Diamond Sutra, has got hold of me. I'm hooked. You know that in Buddhist iconography, that one of the bodhisattvas is wielding a lasso, yeah, and he throws the lasso, and once the Dharma has got you, you're hooked. Sometimes I don't like it. I struggle with it. It leaves me utterly perplexed, not understanding. Sometimes I read the Diamond Sutra when I've got insomnia. And sometimes it works. It does. It sends me to sleep. But for some weird reason, I persevered with it. I keep coming back to it. And I can feel myself, oh no. And I do it, and I open it. And why? Because it's Cloudy Dragon. This is something that's come into my talk from last night. I was very taken by that reading of Sangadeva's. It's a poem of Bhante's called Cloudy Dragon. Behold the Cloudy Dragon, imperial, gold, divine, while he feels the central silence in the storm of the divine. So the Diamond Sutra for me is a kind of cloudy dragon. One can feel, on a good day, that central silence, capital C, capital S, at the centre of its storm, at the centre of the storm of paradoxes that are battering you and bashing you and pummeling you. So if we read it when we're really alert, we can experience the Diamond Sutra like a disembodied Zen master. And it's a Rinzai Zen master, not a Soto Zen master. It's Koan Zen. The Zen master as text. It's as if it's not a disembodied, abstract bashing away. It's not just a deconstruction of the superficial meaning of the words that are used in the text. Sometimes you get the hint of a powerful spiritual, even, well, obviously, transcendental force behind the contradictions. Sometimes one has a hint of a narrow slit, the narrowest slit of brilliant light between statement and denial. And I wonder if it's Vajrapani. I wonder if it's Vajrapani. Vajra fits, of course. It's the Vajra cutter. And the Vajra, interestingly, is one of Prajna Paramita's implements. On the cover of Wisdom Beyond Words, the four-armed form, the outer right hand holds a Vajra.